Hi, this is Jody with customer support. You requested a callback. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was just calling to see if I like track my order or not.
Okay. Let me start by getting your zip code, please.
32960.
Your first and last name?
Krista, K-R-I-S-T-A. Persky, P-E-R-K-Y.
All right. I didn't find anything with that zip code. Give me 1 second. I'm going to search by your name. I do not have your name either. Spell the last name again for me.
P-E-R-S-K-Y.
Okay.
Like Perky, but with an S.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
No, ma'am. I don't have this account. Can't hang in there. We're going to keep trying to locate this account. Do you already have an order ID number?
Yeah, I already ordered it and everything. It's been a few days, if I was asked. Maybe not a few days. Maybe, 2 days. I'm just curious to know, that's all.
Yeah, no, I understand. And usually they will send an email with your tracking number. So if you haven't received that email, I'm kind of concerned that maybe the order did not go through properly. I've searched by your first and last name. I've searched by your zip code. The phone number that you're calling in on is 772-646-8053.
Yeah. Okay. What's the name? What was the email saying?
I can't locate an account.
Email from you, what would it say? What am I looking for?
Now that part I do not know. This is a customer support line, and we provide customer service for
I understand. I just didn't know if you know the name of the company.
Well, I represent different name brands of the products. So, we do have a corporate office. However, I'm not sure what it would. I've never been asked that, honestly.
Sorry.
No, you're okay.
I'm for everything.
You're all right. You want me to search by your email, or I can search by.
I put my address in. I gave my email. I filled out the whole thing to order this hair stuff and then our weight loss stuff, and then I paid an extra $11 for shipping and something else, and so it said thank you for your order and gave me a number. I just didn't save it, and I had to save it.
This may not be the right company on my product list. I don't have any weight loss or and I don't have any. I think you said hair products.
Weight loss. It was the main one, and then I paid an extra to get something extra, and they got two items, and I can't remember what the second one was.
Okay. I think this may be the wrong number. I don't have any weight loss items on my product list.
Okay. The only reason I called this number was because, at the bottom of the page where, you fill out your first information, where at the beginning it says, submit your name, rush my trial, and you fill all your information, on the bottom of that page, it says customer service 855-781-4331. So I just figured that's the number.
4331. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the number that you called. But with this being a customer support line, they do rotate. The
vendors or whatever.
Yeah, it is a little odd what they do, but I'm willing to search in any, if there's a different way you'd like me to search to find the account.
I'm so computer stupid, so I don't even know. So I'm like, Let's see, like, I don't know. It says Melody Pods. That's what it was. I was getting ear pods. And then for the extra gift, it was the weight loss stuff. That was it. My brain stopped. Sorry.
You're fine. All right. So that is an item. Let's see. That is an item that's on my product list. So you may have an account with us, but I need to get in there and see, figure out a way to search for your account.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So I can either search, and I don't know how you feel about this. This is always my last resort. If you don't have an order number, then I could search by the first six and the last four of the card number that was used. If it's been used in our system, it will definitely pull up an account with that. Could the account be in someone else's name?
No.
Okay. Yep. So those are my last two options. If you have an order ID number or the last four, preferably the first six and last four. And then that's I will have exhausted all of the search.
Okay, my question on email. If I'm looking for an email, what email am I looking for?
Again, I will not be able to. I don't know.
Oh,
because
I forgot.
I know, right? Look in your. Okay, I do know that they do go to the spam folder. I have heard customers say it goes to the spam folder.
Okay.
You could search it there.
Oh, that's it. Right here is order shipped. Look
perfect.
At you. Go ahead.
Great.
Okay, I have like a million mile long tracking number.
Yeah, it is a very long tracking number. It's going to come through the United States Postal Service.
Okay.
All right. So, so track that there. I mean, I can track it for you while I have you on the line if you can, but I can't search it by a tracking number. It has to be an order number.
Oh.
So either, are you sure the name, I mean, I know you, I'm sure that you know your own name. I'm not asking that.
No, I get it. I misspelled it or something, but on here, it's KRISTA. Is the address maybe 2086 30th Avenue?
I'll try that. It still pulled up nothing. None of these are your name.
Well, I just don't know them.
I don't know, but the for sure way you could do that, take that long number and go to USPS and track the package that way.
All right. Alrighty, well, sorry for all that.
No, you're fine. I'm glad we at least came out with some type of information, something positive. All right, thank you for calling customer support, and you have a good afternoon.
Thank you, too, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.